And it is John Gibbons from the Anfield Wrap. We continue our journey trying to find out more about Liverpool's new signing, Victor Munoz. And yesterday I read a fantastic piece in the ESPN, which was co-written by Beth Lindorp of ESPN and, of course, of the Anfield Wrap, and also Sam Marsden. A little bit more finding out about, well, first of all, Beth wrote about the deal and Liverpool's position, but Sam wrote something really great, more on the players. So to talk more about that, I've got the man himself, Sam Marsden. Thanks so much for coming on the Anfield Wrap. Really appreciate it.
No problem. Pleasure to be here. Thanks for asking me on.
I think the first thing excited me when I was reading your words was the pace. Obviously, the headline is quicker than Mbappe, which will get anyone's attention. But, you know, we've seen little bits of him, but you'll have seen a lot more. I mean, pace was something that Liverpool were very much lacking last season. And by the sounds of it, that is not something that this player could be accused of.
Yeah, yeah. Those pesky headline writers, hey? No. Munoz is a player, you know, ever since he was at Barcelona, obviously, when he was a teenager, he's always stood out for his pace more than anything. I actually stumbled across that fact by chance last week. I knew he was fast and, you know, one of the fastest players in La Liga. And I was doing a piece on Kylian Mbappe and Lamine Yamal ahead of the World Cup. And we'd spoke to a lot of La Liga players about the difference, what it was playing against those. And what they all sort of highlighted about Kylian Mbappe was how fast he was. So I wanted to get the stats from our team at ESPN about how fast Mbappe was. And they sent the list back, and Mbappe wasn't in the top five. He was just outside the top five, and Victor Munoz was third. So I had it fresh to mind, almost 36 kilometers an hour. I think it was Raya Vallecano's right back, Rachu, who was the fastest in the league, and then Munoz was third. But what Munoz also had was more sort of, you know, Rachu had posted the top speed, but Munoz had posted that sort of speed more regularly, if that makes sense. You know, in almost every game, he was sort of clocking that speed. And yeah, that's one of the big things that sort of stands him out, as well as many other things which are obviously covered in the article and we'll come on to. But yeah, he was the quickest winger in La Liga, because Rachu is obviously a right back. And yeah, that was one of the main things that sort of really sort of helped Osasuna last season. They had a really good run. I know they only stayed up on the last day of the season. They had a really good run when he was in form, sort of, I think, sort of February to April time, and it looked like they were completely safe. But I mean, the relegation scrap was crazy in the league of the season. They rested on their laurels a little bit and somehow slipped into it on the last day when he'd been obviously injured, missing the last couple of games of the season. So he was a big loss there. But yeah, his speed is one thing you can definitely guarantee next season.